And thank you to the SwampSwami.com band for playing us into our story today, Louis Oosthuizen's Checkered Flag. If professional golfer Louis Oosthuizen had chosen to become a professional race car driver, he'd be the guy who grabs the lead in the first lap and then holds on to it until a few laps before the finish line. But no matter how hard he seems to try or how well he performs earlier, he just can't seem to be in first place once that checkered flag is waved. It's not that finishing in the top group doesn't pay well enough to make for a very comfortable lifestyle, though. This weekend, golf's final major of 2021 was played at Royal St. George in Sandwich, England. While those of us watching on television were treated to spectacular views of the white cliffs of Dover across the bay from the golf course, the Open Championship, aka the British Open to most of us, was played under bright, sunny skies with temperatures in the 70s each day. Hey, that's not exactly the kind of weather that most of us expected to see when watching the Open. Though this golf course, built in 1887, has more bumps in the fairways than my teenage face did, the lack of wind, rain, and chilly weather this weekend gave a huge advantage to today's professional golfers using these high-tech golf clubs and aerodynamically supercharged golf balls. The 2021 Open was grabbed by the latest young American golf sensation named Colin Morikawa. This rising star finished with an incredible 15 under par total for the tournament and did not card a single bogey during Sunday's final round of 66. It was a record-setting performance for the 24-year-old Morikawa, as he has now claimed two major championships, the 2020 PGA and the 2021 British Open, in his first appearance at those events. Finishing second on Sunday was another young American golf star named Jordan Spieth. It's hard to believe that Jordan is still just 27 years old, as he's been on the pro golf scene since 2012 at the age of 19. Spieth quickly won three of golf's major championships, but has struggled the last few years to regain his form. By finishing second at 13 under par and runner-up to Morikawa at the 2021 Open, though, it appears that Jordan has turned the corner and is set to resume his upward trajectory in professional golf. And that brings us to Louis Oosthuizen. The 38-year-old South African, whose real name is Lodewijkus Theodorus Oosthuizen, you'd go by Louis too, won the 2009 Open Championship played at the legendary St. Andrews Golf Links. And 12 years later, Louis Oosthuizen again led that tournament at the end of the first round, the second, and the third rounds. He started the final round at 12 under par with a one-shot lead over Colin Morikawa. Unfortunately, Louis failed to capitalize on the benign conditions at Royal St. George on Sunday and was one of just two players in the top 15 who actually shot over par during the final round. He would finish in a tie for third place at 11 under with Spain's Jon Rahm. Now, just a month ago at the U.S. Open played at Torrey Pines in San Diego, California, Louis Oosthuizen was tied for the lead with Russell Henley after rounds 1 and round 3. Alas, he would shoot a 71 on Sunday to finish one shot back of the eventual champion, Jon Rahm. Back in May's PGA Championship held at Kiawah Island, South Carolina, guess who finished in a tie for second place? Yep, it was Louis. Noticing a pattern yet? Louis Oosthuizen is fast out of the gate, but he seems to be running out of energy at some point during the final round home stretch. In his last three majors of 2021, Louis Oosthuizen finished second in the PGA, second in the U.S. Open, and third place in a British Open. You know, if golf was a horse race, Louis Oosthuizen would be the ultimate golfer to bet to show or finish in the top three. Oosthuizen is both incredibly talented and immensely likable. Nicknamed Shrek for a small gap between his front teeth, Louis has a golf swing which even most professional golfers envy. His rhythmical swing reminds fans of his fellow South African golf star Ernie Els. Oosthuizen's textbook smooth swing and easygoing demeanor has catapulted his fame among golf fans for more than a decade now. Now he's age 38, and Louis Oosthuizen is the only player in men's major championship history with six runner-up finishes or more with just one or zero major championship wins. Let me get this again. Six runner-up finishes with just one major championship win. Among the PGA Tour's active players, only Phil Mickelson with 11 and Tiger Woods with 7 have more runner-up finishes in majors than Louis Oosthuizen. He's also one of just 8 past and present professional golfers who have earned a career Grand Slam by finishing in second place in the Masters, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. For the record, Louis has also finished in second place at the 2017 Players' Championship, too. Take that. Oosthuizen has 9 career wins, but they're all on the European Tour, in addition to his 2009 Open Championship victory back at St. Andrews. Despite his worldwide success, Oosthuizen has still never won a single professional golf tournament on U.S. soil. For all the money which he has earned playing professional golf, nearly $27 million and counting, Louis is now the top-ranked golfer of all time on the career money list at number 58 and moving up without one single PGA Tour victory. Despite a relatively limited number of first-place finishes to complete his own trophy case, Louis Oosthuizen, though, seems to be quite content off the golf course with his family and pursuing other interests. Even at his relatively young age, he has been making plans in readiness for his retirement from professional golf soon. This year in 2021, Louis Oosthuizen and his wife purchased an 86-acre ranch near Ocala, Florida. He said his family expects to move into their new farmhouse next spring. The Ocala area north of Orlando is well known for its horse farms. During a recent interview, he said, quote, "I'm a farm boy at heart, me and the missus, and we can't wait. Honestly, I thought this time in my career I'd probably wanting to farm more. But I sort of got that second push in the game. I really feel I can still win a major. It's keeping me up there and focused to work a little more. I'm getting closer. When it's time and I feel like I can't compete, I'll hang it up and enjoy life." Oosthuizen grew up on a farm in South Africa, still has a 150-acre ranch there. He's been growing hay for his brother, who uses it on his dairy farm located next door on 1,500 acres. With time running out on his professional golfing career, Louis Oosthuizen has been making a lot of hay, paychecks, in 2021 to help ready his new farmhouse in Central Florida. Even if Louis isn't able to win any more golf tournaments, the big prize money he's been earning by simply crossing that finish line in the top groups seems to be keeping him quite happy. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.